Do you know what else will happen? The Holy Spirit will come immediately and bear witness to your spirit. You're saved now. You're a child of God. Do you know what else will happen? You can open up your mouth, begin to shout and rejoice. I'm saved! I'm saved! And if you do it, I mean, the witness of the Spirit will get stronger and stronger. But if you just ought to say, I'm saved. You may plunder around it for a while, but the more you will confess it, you receive it and confess it, the more real it becomes to you. Because that's exactly what he came to do. To save, to heal, to deliver. How God, who? God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What did he anoint him with? The Holy Ghost. With what? The Holy Ghost. Then he would put an and to it. What else? And power. What else? Power. What is power? It's ability to perform and do, and nobody can stop you. I got the power to do it. And what I say will come to pass. What I do, you can't stop me. And God gave Jesus power. To heal, to cast out devils, to set the captive free, to open the eyes of the blind, to feed the hungry in a multitude. When you say 5,000 men beside women and children is a multitude, that's a pretty big crowd. You wouldn't call them, just a few gathered together. You wouldn't say that. What if 5,000 men showed up on this ground with women and children mount about 20, 25,000. We said, wow, there's a multitude of folks out there. You will say it, and the people uptown will say, there's more people out there in the whole county. Anyway. So, he came to seek and to save. Verse 19. And that be finished. Verse 18, condemn. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, the only name. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come where? What has come into the world? Light has come into the world. And men love what? Darkness rather than light. Because. Their deeds. People don't go around and say, get in front of the policeman, say, hey, I'm finna do this drug deal. You wanna watch me? No, they ain't gonna do it. This fella ain't gonna get in the light and say, hey, I'm finna commit adultery. Your wife, you wanna watch me? Nope. Wait, what happened? You get in the dark. I want you to see the picture clear. And when you're in darkness, your deeds are evil because you think nobody see you. Hello? Amen. Hello? Amen. But you don't mind people seeing how you live when you walk in the light. You can follow me home, but I don't care. Since I found out that I'm perfectly saved and my sins have been remitted, I don't care. You know, used to be because the devil had condemnation on my life. I know I'm not perfect. You can find some fault in me. You might look up here and say, his hair is short in certain places. That's true. He got something missing. That's all right. I'm still here. All right. But that don't have anything to do with me being perfectly saved or sin cleansed from sin because I didn't do it. The blood of Jesus did. And I believed it and I received it and it happened to me, whether you like it or not. You see what I'm saying? whether you approved or not. He did it. I received it. That's what he did for you. He set you free. And he don't call a sinner saint. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
You do not call a bull a horse. And a gorilla, an elephant. Mm. They all identify what kind they are. You call a gorilla a gorilla. You call an elephant an elephant. You call a bull a bull. Huh? Yeah. That's what he, you don't call him. That's, man, look at that horse there. It got horns on it. You don't do that. So don't be going around calling a saint a sinner. Don't call a sinner a saint. There's a vast difference between a saint and a sinner. I'm just an old sinner. No, you need to get saved then. If you've been saved by grace, you're not a sinner. Get that in your spirit. Why? Because sin, listen, sin has been removed from you and you're a new creature. God don't call sinners children. He give those to the world. Family of God, family of the devil. Two families on the earth. And I believed in Jesus and I'm not condemned. He showed me compassion. Saved me. Verse 19. And this is the condemnation. Light is coming into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil, what? Hateth the light. You can tell. That's why you find people, you try to share the gospel with them, they don't want no light. But you find the one that want it because somebody wants this gospel. And I promise you as of today, your opportunity of sharing the gospel has increased dramatically. So don't be ashamed of it. Be bold with it. Hallelujah. As far as everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deed might be made manifest that they are what? Wrought in God. Hallelujah. And Jesus went about all Galilee and all around preaching the gospel, healing the sick, and setting the captive free. This is the message. This is the truth that we are to carry in this hour. What God is doing? Freeing you up, as I said before, and I want to reiterate this. Freeing you up so you won't have nothing holding you back. Nothing weighting you down. Knowing that you have been joined to the Lord and you can act like him. He is our example. Knowing that the power of the living Christ has resident in you. And that power is released through the words you speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so this is what they did in the early days of the church. So we're the same church. You know, we talk about the early church. It's just one church. We're just in the latter days. But the latter church is about to rise and become the cream of the crop.